Let's kick off, as we always do, with a look at what's hot this week in the world of science. And really good news for people like me who cannot remember or are hopeless at watering their houseplants, but also people who have to try and grow crops in arid parts of the world. In other words, places where there's not enough water. And if you believe what the climate change people are saying, and I'm not being disparaging, I'm just saying if you believe that we're going to see the world becoming a much drier place, which is what's being predicted, then an invention of plants that can grow where it's very dry could be very useful. And what Eduardo Bloomveld and his colleagues, they're based in California at UC Davis, have done, Ben, and they've published this week in the journal PNAS, is they've made tobacco plants which, when you add a certain gene to them, they can go without water for days on end. So what they did was to add a gene which is called PST, and this stands for isopentanol transferase, and it's a gene the plant already has, but what they've done is to switch it on whenever the plant gets stressed. So when you put a plant into conditions where it hasn't got enough water, it gets stressed, and plants respond to that stress by dropping their leaves. And the reason they do that is that you want to reduce the leaf canopy, because the fewer leaves a plant has, then the less water it needs, and so it's a way of a plant staying alive but without actually having to consume too much water. And what the researchers thought was, if they can sort of short circuit that death program and stop a plant dropping its leaves, then they'll get a better crop. So they added this gene to the part of the plant that would normally get switched on when it went into this senescence or death program, and they found that these tobacco plants they modified were very, very hardy. They could not water them for 15 days and they would survive, but control plants that were not genetically modified would all die when they got rewatered. And when they put them on a water-deprived diet, if you like, they got a third of their normal water requirements. They hardly affected their yield at all. They yielded about 8 to 14% less than they would do normally, and that's compared with a 60% drop in yield from the unmodified plants. So it looks really encouraging, and it looks like this could be the way forward in really dry parts of the world.
Well, that sounds fantastic from our perspective for getting better crops, but from the plant's perspective, if it switches on this gene only when it needs to drop leaves and stay alive, then surely this means that it'll sort of be forced to stay alive in conditions it won't thrive in.
You'd have thought so, but what they have found is that it seems to also activate other survival pathways in the plant. So when you turn on this isopentanol transferase, IPT gene, it also turns on antioxidant and various other anti-damage factors in the cell and growth factors that seem to make the cells healthier, and so they seem to have this ability to survive under suboptimal conditions. But you didn't ask what I thought you were going to ask, which is, this is in tobacco plants, so that's very nice if you smoke, but what about everybody else? But the bottom line there is what works in one plant is very likely to work in another, because in the same way, you know, I even share 60% of my genes as a human, and so do you, with a banana. So what works in one human is going to work in another. What works in one plant is going to work in another. So they're pretty confident that if you did the same trick in different plant species, then it should actually work.
OK. But the plants that I've seen that are very well adapted to sort of coping without too much water, things like money plants and rubber plants, the cactuses as well, they have sort of very thick, rubbery leaves. Does it not change the leaf in that way?
No, because what it's doing is affecting the genetic program that's running in the leaf. It doesn't affect the structure. This gene specifically affects the chemical kind of composition inside the leaf and which other genes are turned on. So it keeps the leaves from artificially aging. That's how it works, I think.
OK, fantastic.